Drive. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in for Alex, but as I said earlier, this is not a day you want to miss. This is not a day you want to sit down and do nothing. We have the terrorist rhetoric at fever pitch, this ridiculous bin Laden hoax, and we're on with counterterrorism expert and perennial government official, Dr. Steve Pachinik. We were just talking about how the bigwigs can see through this. So many of the people can see through this. In your previous appearances on the show, you mentioned that we need a new peaceful American Revolution. Do you think calling the White House, trying to reach out and let them know that people understand what's going on, is that a good first step? And how do we reach a tipping point there?
Right, what you did, and I think the American public should do that. I think they should call their senators and their congressmen and their state senators, and I think there should be a response. If there is not a response, then the American people understand we need to have a third party, and we have to start calling into question, number one, the Electoral College process. That doesn't work anymore. It doesn't represent the people of the United States. Secondly, I think the veterans of America should really organize together along with their families to say, you know, we don't really have a legitimate third party which expresses what we want. We will not accept this nonsense between the Republicans and Democrats, which seems to be nothing more than just shifting hats between different members of the whorehouse. I mean, I remember President Truman saying, you know, when I leave the office of the presidency, they wanted me to endorse various aspects. He said they didn't want me as the president. They want the office of the presidency. He said the only difference between me and a president is just that I'm a piano player in a whorehouse. And he was very honest. He left with no money, no book guarantees, unlike our present president. And he left an honest, poor man with his benefits from having been in World War One. And what I'm asking, again, of the American public is very simple. Call the White House, call your legislators, call whomever. But when that doesn't work, which I suspect it will not work, then it's time for the American public to wake up and say, okay, there was one party that came up and represented whatever, but it's time for us to really get together and to say to ourselves, let's be practical, we're pragmatic, we're basically individuals. We don't want federal government involved in our business, in our private lives. We don't need religion to be imposed upon us and be an issue on the practical elements of our own life and where we're going. And we have men and women, over 11 million veterans of different wars, who are saying, you know, we gave our life to this country. Now it's time for the country to give us something back, which is literally our democracy. So in doing so, we create papers, we go on the Internet, we do shows like you have, and we go out and demonstrate all peacefully, just as the way it was done in Egypt, it's done elsewhere. If the federal government confronts us with guns and war, I don't think that should happen, nor will it happen. But if that is the case, I will be certain that there are men in the military who will not do that and will prevent that from happening. So I say to the American public, once again, the voice of the people is the voice of God. Vox populus, vox deus. It's your turn, it's your chance, but I am tired as an American citizen, not because I'm a counter-terrorist export, which I think is a great line, because I was exported out to go after terrorists. But let me tell you something very funny about the business of terrorism, and it's something peculiar to it. Today's terrorist is tomorrow's statesman. When I worked against Arafat, and he killed one of our ambassadors, and we hunted him, and he knew we were after him, years later, I had to deal with him as statesman in the Camp David Accords. And don't ever forget that, because we, too, American revolutionaries, were born as revolutionaries. John Adams, Jefferson, George Washington, we were all terrorists in the eyes of the British. Years later, we became the official founding fathers of this state. Now, Al-Qaeda is a product of our own government, created by our government for the purposes of our national security. Those days are gone. We don't need it. There is no more war on terrorism. What there is an economic war which we have to address. And the most serious national security problem is our debt and our financial growth. We have to grow at a rate.
Okay, I suppose that's all the time we have. It is time to stay.
Pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back on The Alex Jones Show, Friday, May the 6th, 2011. Alex will be joining us at around about 24 past the hour to give his take on this unfolding Bin Laden fable. We got Aaron Dykes with Steve Pachenik coming up later in the show, and we'll try and get to some of your calls. So CNN reports that Al-Qaeda has conveniently come out and verified the official White House narrative of the Bin Laden raid with this anonymous post on a message board. But who's the conduit for this information? Well, it's our old friends at the Site Institute, who, just by another coincidence, have been caught red-handed in the past, releasing fake Al-Qaeda tapes and messages at the most politically expedient time for the Obama administration. What an interesting coincidence. As I was explaining before the break, and this is all in my article on PrisonPlanet.com, it's all documented, not black helicopter fantasies, as Time magazine would have it, nothing to do with Roswell, as this bumbling, weak Forbes hit piece tried to smear us from. This is all fact. Source Watch is the primary source of this. That's the it's a Wikipedia type website that collates all information about specific organizations. And this organization, Site, that has released this Al-Qaeda message today, confirming everything that the White House says about the Bin Laden raid, founded by the daughter of an executed Israeli spy, gets $500,000 a year directly from the U.S. government. It's a subsidiary of the Pentagon. It's basically a contractor to the U.S. government. This is an organization that has released Al-Qaeda tapes before Al-Qaeda itself has released them, telling you again that the two organizations, the Az-Sahab, Al-Qaeda so-called media arm, and SITE, as well as their sister organization, Intel Center, are one and the same. That's why the logos on the videotapes, when they were analyzed, were actually in the same frame, because they were added at the same time, not after Al-Qaeda had released it. In one case, with the 2007 Bin Laden 9/11 anniversary tape, SITE released the tape before the Al-Qaeda group. So, I mean, it's a chicken and egg scenario. These groups are one and the same. And Rita Katz, the founder of this group, just happens to work very intimately with the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. And it's a front group. It's a Trojan horse for releasing fake statements and tapes that claim to come from Al-Qaeda, but which actually emanate directly from the US government through this conduit and through the intelligence agencies that run Al-Qaeda. And it goes on. I mean, part of SITE's entire website was found to be wholesale copied, lifted, directly from the US State Department website, their 2003 State Patterns of Global Terrorism, lifted wholesale onto the SITE website. But don't worry, because a very credible individual has now come forward and verified the veracity, the credibility of this organization, and it's none other than Blackwater's Eric Prince. Oh, yes, he of the mass murders in Iraq. That's some good company to keep, isn't it? But he says that SITE is a perfectly proper, reasonable, truthful organization, so I guess we can trust him. But, I mean, just as they've come up Trump's today with this Al-Qaeda confirmation of, you know, Obama's fairy tale as it collapses around him, SITE has this convenient habit of releasing Al-Qaeda tapes at the most politically expedient times for the Obama administration, and indeed the Bush administration before that. Just 2 days after the bombshell story about Anwar al-Awlaki, who, you know, is now being touted by the media as the new Bin Laden, they need a new bogeyman to replace him. When the bombshell story about him visiting top brass at the Pentagon came out just weeks after 9/11, and bear in mind, this is the guy who said, they said, ran the Fort Hood, the Delta 253, the Times Square patsies, amongst a myriad of others. 2 days after that story came out, that he had been dining just weeks after 9/11, and he was supposedly in charge of the patsies who flew Flight 77 into the Pentagon. Yeah, he was visiting the top brass weeks later. 2 days after that story hit the news, SITE, this institute that's in the news again today, releases a videotape of al-Awlaki reaffirming his commitment to global jihad and celebrating the actions of Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter, the Times Square bomber, as well as Abdul Mulatab, the Christmas Day patsy. So just 48 hours after people start asking questions about why al-Awlaki is visiting the Pentagon when he's this so-called Al-Qaeda mastermind, SITE helpfully releases a tape with al-Awlaki saying, no, I'm fully committed to global jihad. I'm a terrorist. I support Hassan, Times Square bomber, Abdul Mulatab. It's all fine and dandy. But that wasn't good enough. On the same weekend, SITE Institute released a tape of this Mossad intelligence agent, Adam Perlman, otherwise known as Al-Qaeda leader Adam Gadon, also praising Hassan, the Times Square dud bomber, and Abdul Mulatab, the fake Christmas Day patsy. You know, well-dressed man got him on the plane. He wasn't even aware of the fact that he had this fizzle bomb in his underpants. So it was basically two for the price of one. In the very 48 hours after the whole war on terror was coming under increased scrutiny because of this Al-Qaeda mastermind visits the Pentagon story, SITE helpfully comes out and reaffirms the official view. And, I mean, if you've got any doubts remaining that these Al-Qaeda tapes and statements are the work of Mossad and the CIA, just look at Adam Perlman himself. I mean, this is a guy that in his past, in his college days, wrote stinging essays condemning Muslims as, quote, bloodthirsty terrorists. This is a guy who used to enjoy hanging around outside mosques to beat up Arabs. And this is a so-called one of the primary leaders of Al-Qaeda now. This is a guy whose grandfather was none other than Carl K. Perlman, who was on the board of directors for the ADL, which, of course, was caught spying on Americans back in the early 90s. I mean, he's got Mossad spy screaming out from every orifice. A child of three could see that this guy's a double agent. And yet SITE, which is this organization in the news again today, continues to release videotapes from him claiming to be, you know, Al-Qaeda's top mastermind. It's an insult to our intelligence, and it's cartoonish propaganda. A child could pick it apart, and yet they're still bombarding the American people with this crap about this blatant Mossad agent, beats up Arabs, calls them bloodthirsty terrorists, but now he's the Al-Qaeda leader. How believable. Grandfather in the ADL. I mean, the it's like we were talking about yesterday with Paul Craig Roberts. The propaganda is so weak. It's so weak. It makes you wonder if they're all, it's just an inside joke with these people about how dumbed down they've made the American people to even entertain this nonsense. But now the same group, funded by the US government, tied at the hip with the US government, run by the daughter of this Israeli spy, puts out videos by this blatant Mossad spy, Perlman, caught putting out fake Al-Qaeda videos. We've got a list of when they did that in the article. Now tells us that a statement on a message board proves that Al-Qaeda has confirmed every facet of Obama's official narrative. And, of course, the lapdog mainstream media just instantly accepts it as gospel. I mean, I could find somebody who speaks Arabic to go on this message board and claim to be bin Laden himself. In fact, you know, why don't we just have somebody who speaks Arabic call into the show and claim that they're Osama bin Laden, alive and well? Because, you know, if that standard of verification is good enough for CNN and Sky News, a post, an anonymous post on a message board fed to them by this Pentagon front, then why can't it be good enough for the rest of us? No, we document our every claim with hyperlinks, unlike the likes of Forbes magazine and Time magazine, who just throw out glib statements about Roswell and, you know, black helicopter fantasies. They document nothing. It's all just sophomoric playground insults, and it's pathetic. And the majority of the American people and people globally are seeing right through it. I mean, you can go and read the comments, you know, Daily Mail, New York Times, CBS News, ABC News. Read the stories about the terror, fear-mongering, the propaganda, but read the comments underneath. The vast majority now just see right through it, and yet they continue to put this out, and it just doesn't seem to disturb them. But now, of course, we have Osama's daughter and his wife say that their dad was killed, so therefore it must be true. Again, this has been fed to us by the same sources, the government, the Pentagon. You know, this is the same wife that was Osama's human shield. That turned out to be absolute BS. I mean, who's to say if these people are even genuine, you know, or if they're not being tortured to say whatever they want them to say to continue this fable? I mean, they've been caught lying in every other instance about this narrative, and so how are we supposed to believe them on this aspect? You know, first there's a 40-minute shootout. That turns out to be one guy in another building across the street. You know, every aspect of it's been flip-flopped. That's why they're now saying that Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, should basically be fired because he's trying to juggle all the lies and he just can't do it. And he's exacerbated, and, you know, the press corps are throwing all these questions at him, saying, trying to get the story straight, and he just can't handle it anymore. But don't worry, because today we've got the DNA and the facial recognition evidence, which has been promised to be released. Of course, they didn't release the photo because they know it might end up like the birth certificate with a million people claiming it's a hoax. And we'll come back on the Alex Jones Show to dig further into this with Alex Jones coming up live to talk about the Bin Laden fable. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Don't go away.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Live on the Alex Jones Show, May 6, 2011. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com, filling in for Alex today. And we're joined on the road live by the man himself, Alex Jones. Alex, it turns out we were wrong. The U.S. government-funded Pentagon front group run by the daughter of an Israeli spy says that Al-Qaeda has confirmed every aspect of Obama's Bin Laden fairy tale.
Well, that's right. I mean, for years, even the Associated Press will lower itself to the level of pond scum by saying Bin Laden says they're to strike with nukes next week, or Bin Laden says he's going to hit us next month, or, and then at the bottom of the article it'll always say this was unconfirmed from a message board, and we have the Intel Center with Rumsfeld uploading the Adam Gadon videos in the same layer with their logo as the Al Qaeda logo. I mean, this is just absolutely asinine, and it shows how desperate they're getting now that every aspect, I mean, think about it, folks, their so-called Situation Room photo op wasn't even hooked to video. They weren't watching anything. They weren't running anything. Well, absolutely, because the whole thing is a lie. You know, when I've been on national TV the last few days, on Inside Edition, Russia Today, you name it, the host will sit there and say, oh, so 9/11 was a conspiracy, and now this is a conspiracy. Well, of course it is. If 9/11 is a lie and a fraud and a hoax, and the whole Al-Qaeda situation is on record, as your brother Steve covered yesterday, with Clinton refusing to take Bin Laden when he was under arrest in Sudan, with Gaddafi's arrest warrant for Bin Laden when Bin Laden tried to kill him. And look, it's Al-Qaeda attacking Gaddafi again. I mean, we happen to know the history. We happen to be informed. This is 100% manufactured by outside groups that are staging terror against our country through agents in the government as a pretext to take all our rights. And that's why I'm popping in this hour, and I'll pop in the last 15 minutes the next hour, and I'll probably also pop in when Steve Pachinik is coming up again with more bombshell information. Forbes has attacked us for the Pachinik situation. Time, New York Magazine, The Atlantic. I mean, it is all coming down right now because they're so scared. But here's the issue. I've had time to really cogitate and think about what I think's going on right now, and it's very clear. They are getting ready to frame Pakistan. They're seriously considering it for the next terror attacks here in the U.S., claiming Al-Qaeda's in Pakistan. And oops, they move the set piece. If they want to invade Iraq, say Al-Qaeda's there. If they want to invade Afghanistan, say Al-Qaeda's there. If they want to invade Sudan, Al-Qaeda's there. If they want to invade Libya, Al-Qaeda's there. Oh, but sorry, Al-Qaeda works for them in Libya. Bush, 5 years ago, signed that public order. This was on WhiteHouse.gov. The four groups out of Iraq were being used inside Iran to bomb the government and kill police. The media said, then went further to say that Iran was working with Al-Qaeda. Iran is Shiite, the opposite group of the Sunni Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia, Al-Qaeda. They hate each other more than anybody, but here was the issue. While our media was saying Iran was backing Al-Qaeda, three of the four groups that Bush sent in were known admitted Al-Qaeda, including at the time number three in Al-Qaeda, commanding one of the groups. So Al-Qaeda, just like they attacked the Serbs, everybody else, the Russians, this is a tool of the global banking cartel that uses it to attack our country so they can wrap their unpopular policies in the flag. But here's the biggest news, and I told you this before 9/11, folks. I'm telling you this now. They are doing the preparatory groundwork and are clearly brainwashing the public and trial balloon testing this Bin Laden hoax to see if they can stage massive terror attacks in Europe or the United States as a pretext for more wars, but more importantly, for domestic police state crackdowns here. This is the greatest threat we have ever been under, and the fact that we are officially challenging their fable and calling them on their fraud. See, a conspiracy theory is anybody that questions them, anybody who's noticed they lie, anyone who knows history. They just have that label on anyone that dare question their historical fairy tale narratives. I mean, it'd be like if they told me Santa Claus was coming to my house next Christmas, I'd say, I don't believe in Santa Claus. And they said, first you didn't believe in Santa Claus when you were 5, then 6, then 7. Now you're 37. You still don't believe in it. Is this a new fantasy, a new conspiracy theory that in 2011 you don't believe Santa Claus is coming, Mr. Jones? Same thing. Oh, you thought 9/11 was a conspiracy and now Bin Laden's a conspiracy. It was the same Santa Claus 9.5 years ago as this new Santa Claus. It's all part of the same Santa Claus situation. And no, I don't believe in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, or any of it. We know the truth. Folks, brace for massive stage terror attacks. Red alert, red alert, maximum alert. Get the word out to everyone. We've got to warn everyone. And we got to call the White House, tell them don't stage the terror attack that all the White House advisors have been calling for. Gerald Celente coming up. I'll be back later. God bless you all.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In this faux jingoistic celebration of the death of Osama bin Laden, National Journal reporting the cost of bin Laden, $3 trillion over 15 years. Quote, what do we have to show for that tab? Two wars that continue to occupy 150,000 troops and tie up a quarter of our defense budget. A bloated homeland security apparatus that has at times pushed the bounds of civil liberty. Soaring oil prices partially attributable to the global war on bin Laden's terrorist network and a chunk of our mounting national debt which threatens to hobble the economy unless lawmakers compromise on an unprecedented deficit reduction deal. Now, I'm delighted to say we've been joined by Gerald Salente of TrendsResearch.com, and he's, of course, with the Trends Research Institute. Gerald has been on the record as having correctly forecast some of the most fundamental events in politics and finance over the past three decades. He's predicted it all. Good to have you on the show today, Gerald.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
Pleasure. I just want to get your take on the whole Bin Laden circus show. Today we've got this U.S. intelligence front saying that, you know, Al-Qaeda itself has confirmed all the official narrative that Obama's put out, even as the fable collapses around him, with now even mainstream media journalists pointing out all this flip-flopping and deceit that's come out of the White House. What's behind the spectacle, and how does Obama plan to use it to manipulate the American people as we head towards 2012?
Well, as we see it, it's this is very important, Paul, to understand. Let's go back to 4 days before this happened, April 27th. Ben Bernanke made his first ever, the Fed's first ever press conference. Held his, and by the time he finished the press conference, gold prices shot up $20 an ounce. Silver went up $2 an ounce. The dollar hit a three-year low. And then 2 days later, the United States, NATO, the UK, and France, they bombed Gaddafi's son's home, killed the son, wiped out three of the kids, and the tide was turning against Obama. He was down in the polls. His ratings were sinking. The whole mentality has changed since this has happened. As a comedy as this is, and I don't know how any living adult could believe one word that they're saying, they've still been very successful in turning the tide. The economic tide has been pushed back for a while. And so they've accomplished something. And what they've also done is they've reinstituted fear back in the people's minds. And fear and hysteria are the two great cards to play by politicians. Does anybody ever forget George W. Bush? This guy couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, people started believing him because of all of this war on terror. So it works. And what Obama is doing, and you know, the wimpocrats to me are the biggest hypocrites on the planet. This guy's out pushing Bush by a long shot. What are they just sending? They just killed another 15 innocent people in Pakistan with Predator drones. Oh, excuse me, suspected militants and some civilians that were near a restaurant. You know, what if this ever happened? What if they started popping drones into the UK, US, and France? Boy, we'd be at war really quick, wouldn't we? So what they've done is they've been successful in setting the stage for terror. And the people bite at it at the first chomp of the apple when it's put in front of them. So we're going to see the terror card played, the terror bandwagon is rolling, and it's going to roll right through to Election Day.
Yeah, and in your article, bigger than Bin Laden, America's new public enemy number one, you talk about this state of hysteria. And, I mean, you had the dichotomy about, you know, Obama on Sunday night coming in front of the nation and saying the world is now safer. But then you have Hillary Clinton the day after saying we need to redouble our efforts. Now we've got all these terror alerts about Al-Qaeda wanting to derail trains. We've got talk of TSA goons, you know, stationed in the malls putting their hands down our pants. I mean, doesn't that just represent the fact that they've exploited this to heighten exactly what you said, that state of hysteria? And really, I mean, it's not about celebrating the death of Bin Laden. It's about using his death to just strike the fear of God into Americans.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they're doing. That's what we're saying. They're going to keep this thing alive, regardless of the fairy tale that they've told. You know, now most people don't know the details of the lies. You know, first it was a firefight, then it wasn't. Then he used his wife as a human shield, and then he did. And, you know, one after another. Most people don't know that. They only hear the first lie. They don't tune in. You know, most people, you know, this America's snooky stupid. Let's, you know, this Dancing with the Stars. They don't know the details. All they know are the headlines. So it's working very, very well for them. As I mentioned, it's changed the tide. The country, the world was freaking out after public enemy number one, Osama bin Bernanke, got on stage and told the world that, hey, listen, we're going to keep interest rates low. What does that mean? Oh, we're going to keep money really cheap so the Ponzi game could continue to be played. And when I say the global Ponzi scheme, I'm not saying that lightly. I'm repeating the words from the king of Ponzi, Bernie Madoff, February 27th, New York Magazine, an article that was done by a tape recording, telephone recording, where Madoff said the two things that popped out in my mind in this other worthless article about how sorry Bernie is and blah, blah, blah. The two things that stuck out were that he said the game is rigged. He learned that early on when he went to Wall Street, that it was a club and the game was rigged. And the number two thing he said, the U.S. is nothing more than one big Ponzi scheme. I believe Bernie. And so the Ponzi scheme is they're keeping risk low. They're letting the game continue to be played. So with money being cheap, the world was freaking out. The equity market spoke. But now Obama, he got, you know, this Bojangles, man. He hit the stage dancing, and you saw all the prostitutes out there bowing, scraping. I can't watch CNN anymore. I can't watch MSNBC anymore. I can't watch the nightly news anymore. It's an insult to anybody's thinking intelligence. These people, as I said, the media in the United States are nothing more than prostitutes. The only difference is this time you pay for it and you don't get a happy ending.
Well, exactly. You've got people on the White House lawn chanting USA, USA, because they supposedly found this guy holed up in a house in Pakistan. Meanwhile, the number one global financial terrorist, Mr. Ben Bernanke, continues to launch his sustained terror attack against the US dollar. As you mentioned, last week we hit a three-year low against the Swiss franc. I mean, you've got the price of oil going up. Even though it's kind of flat, oil over the last month is kind of flat, doesn't mean the prices at the pump are going to go down. Every time I visit the petrol station, it's gone up again, no matter what the price of oil's doing. But we've got that, we've got inflation skyrocketing. But, I mean, even the European Central Bank has raised their rates. They held off yesterday, but they've raised them. Are we ever going to see the Fed raise the interest rate, Gerald, or are they just going to continue to devalue the greenback out of existence even as everybody rushes to the exit?
Yeah, they're going to keep devaluing the dollar. That's exactly what they're doing. And, of course, the debt is getting cheaper to be paid off as the dollar becomes more devalued. Let's make this really clear. What were the practical consequences of killing, if they did, Osama bin Laden? I don't believe a thing, you know. And they threw him in the ocean, you know. What did they call the mafia and fit him with some cement shoes? You know, what is he, sleeping with the fishes? And you can't make this stuff up. You know, oh, we can't show the photos, and who's going to believe him anyway? But what did it do? We're still losing the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The unemployment rate just went up again to 9% in the U.S., and there's no end in sight over in Europe. Be it Portugal, Spain, Ireland, Greece, Italy, one after another, they're going to either go into recession and depression. And as you mentioned out, Trichet just held back in raising interest rates again because they're afraid to raise them. They raise interest rates, the global Ponzi scheme collapses. Did it do anything to reverse the failing real estate market? No. This thing is nothing more than theater. Just like 9/11. What they did following 9/11 was they lowered interest rates to 46-year lows because the white shoe boys were taking a beating from the dot-com bubble burst in March of 2000, just several months before.
Now, I mean, anyone with two brain cells to rub together can figure out that the economic policies of the Fed, of this administration and the one before it, leading to basically the end of America as a global economic superpower. We had the IMF a couple of weeks ago even come out and put a date on it, 2016. Gerald, why on the one hand are they launching all these wars for political hegemony, you know, Libya being the latest example, cost them over $1 billion in the first week alone. Now we've got articles that it was $3 trillion to capture bin Laden. I mean, why are they launching these wars when simultaneously they're allowing the country's economic base to rot from within?
Because there's sociopaths and psychopaths. It's because of what General Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, two-term Republican president, supreme commander of the Allied forces, warned the American people as he was leaving office that the military-industrial complex has taken over the nation. And it has. They've robbed us of the genius of our scientists, the sweat of our labors, and the future of our children, just like he said. And look what's going on now. Now it's even worse than that. It's a military intelligence slash industrial complex. We just saw the revolving door open when they're taking General Petraeus after losing again in Afghanistan, failing his way in Afghanistan, now being slated for CIA director. So look at the people. If someone was to do a psychological profile on them, they would come in between most politicians, somewhere ranging between psychopath and sociopath. Look at this guy that you have on CNN now, prime time, Elliot Spitzer. You want to look at a sociopath? You can't put a better label on it. Here's a cat that passes the John Law in New York when he's governor. If you get caught with a hooker, you get time, you get busted. This guy gets caught with $1,000 a night hookers. And what does he do? He brings his wife out onto the stage, and like a little weenie, he cries, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you do baby to me. You're sorry, guy. I'm sorry I got caught." And what do? They reward him with his own television show. I mean, do you need any more evidence to see that what's going on here when they say that politics is nothing more than show business for ugly people? Tune in CNN.
It's a sick society, and in a sick society, I mean, the psychopaths get rewarded with the money and the fame, and they're promulgated and put up there as the example as to how other Americans should live their lives, which is why people are, you know, get into the habit of screwing each other and think that they're going to get ahead in life when it's a complete fable. And, I mean, people like that perfectly illustrate, you know, that concept. But I want to talk about this jobs data today. In April 2010... the ever-trustworthy Vice President Joe Biden assured us that the Obama administration would create 250,000 to 500,000 jobs a month every month. This jobs data today is being celebrated, you know, like it's some amazingly positive announcement, even though the official unemployment figure, and I say official, is at 9%, because, of course, we know the real figure is far higher. In fact, we had the report last week where fewer than 45% of Americans actually have a job today. Now, Gerald, in reference to your first Great War of the 21st Century piece recently for the Trends Journal, this job situation, this unemployment, can you explain where it's leading to and how soon we can expect the outcome of it to hit home in America?
Well, look what's going on also, what the administration said back when they passed the so-called Stimulus Recovery Act in 2009. They said that by now unemployment would be 7%. So, of course, they were way off on that. But you look, Paul, look around the world and what's gone on, whether it's Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, you name the country, Bahrain, Yemen, underlying a lot of this, and of course Libya is a different case in the sense that it's also been provoked by NATO, but in by and large, and in Europe you're seeing the same thing. Who are the protesters? They're young people. What's the unemployment rate in Spain for people between the ages of 18 and 26? Oh, around 50%. Greece, same thing. Look in the U.S. What they're not adding on to the unemployment rolls are all of these young people that are getting out of college and holding university degrees in worthlessness. So now, put it all together. You're educated. Your hormones are raging. You know no limits at that age. And you know the score. The price of everything is going up, and you have a futureless future, and there's corruption at the top. Hey, did you see the other number that just came out today? Great news for the CEOs. They're making those pre-recession level earnings again. The gap between the rich and the poor, for example, in the United States is the widest of any of the industrialized nations. When I was a young man and into the workforce, the gap between the CEO and the average worker was about 35, 40 to 1. Now it's around 500 to 1. So here's the deal. You take to the streets. That's what's behind all of this. It has nothing to do with autocracy or democracy or monarchy. It has to do with when the money stops flowing down to the man on the street, the blood starts flowing in the streets.
We'll be back after the break with Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. Taking your calls, 800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show live. Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Alex Jones, Steve Pachenik, all coming up in the second half of the show. But don't go anywhere. We'll be taking your calls with Gerald Celente. Stay tuned.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. It's The Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex today. And we're joined by Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. Of course, he's the publisher of The Trends Journal. We'll be going to your calls shortly at 800-259-9231. Gerald has kindly agreed to stay with us for an extra 20 minutes or so to take your calls. Gerald, I just wanted to give you a minute to tell people how they can subscribe to the Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com.
Just go to trendsresearch.com and click on the photo of the Trends Journal. It's the first great war, Paul, of the 21st century has begun. When all else fails, they lead you to war. And that's where we're headed to. It's just as people could be inept not to believe the great Osama bin Laden lie, they have to be brain dead to see where they're leading us. It's one war after another. Obama took us to war against Libya, as did Sarko the American in France, and that little weenie Cameron over there in the UK, without ever asking the people. That's how quick you go to war. And then you add in the terrorism wild card, false flag or not, and you see it happening. So we're warning people that they better take precautionary measures now because the war drums are beating.
And, I mean, you predicted it. I remember at prisonplanet.com back in 2008, I was writing articles about your prediction of these tax revolts coming and these riots, and that's exactly how it unfolded in Europe. And of course, America is the next stepping stone. We currently have widespread unrest in the Middle East, so basically half the globe has been inflamed with these riots. So, you know, we'd be naive to think that they're not going to spread even further. Just a quick one that I wanted to get your take on. Oil lost about 9% yesterday. Gold got hammered. The euro's getting battered again today. They're talking about a bloodbath for commodities. Is this any kind of fundamental shift, or is it merely a kind of correction to the general trend?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm still bullish on gold because gold is a safe haven, and I've made this very clear over many, many interviews that I had some silver, 80% in gold. And yes, the commodities, you know, there's a lot going on here, because if this world economy is going to slow down the way I believe it's going to, yes, the supply and demand ratio is going to change. However, by the devaluation of the dollar, the commodity prices stay high because, as you well know, many of these commodities are dollar-based. But I do think that the silver unwinding, considering that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange had increased margins by, what, 84% within just a couple of weeks or days, you know, that's going to put a damper on things, on silver particularly, for a while. But that's our forecast. And I also want to mention that although Europe is going to be the next one to fall, by the way, the next domino, and the only thing that's holding it back over there is that the Europeans, unlike the Middle East and North Africa, are still living under the illusion that they have a democracy. So they think they're going to make the changes at the ballot box. Oh, yeah, sure. You know, you've heard me say it before. It's like voting for the Gambinos or the Bananos, you know, by going and voting for one of the major parties. So that's going to forestall things a little bit. But back in the USA, as I mentioned, the people are snooky stupid. They're junk food fattened and prescription drug addicted. So they're not going to be fighting. You know, people say, you know, where's the fight in America? They become wussies. I mean, these aren't mommy's boys. They're soccer mommy's boys.
Stay there, Gerald Salente. We'll be right back with your calls. Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.